Podcast. I'm your host, Kawana Jackson Postel. If you like this podcast, please like, subscribe, and share it with a friend. We'd love to have you be a part of the Next Level Podcast family. Today, I want to talk about winning in secret. And I just want to talk a little bit about how I guess we can open up a personal chapter in my life where I find myself in situations where I'm trying to make it happen. I'm trying to change something. I'm trying to win at something. And it seems like I'm putting a lot of effort because it's me. It's me putting in the effort. You know, I have always been a person who feels like, you know, you've got to put in the muscle. You've got to put in the effort. You've got to put in the strategy. You've got to put in the work in order to see results. Even if you're in the midst of a battle or an argument or a situation where you're in disagreement with someone, a lot of times I feel like maybe if I can let them see it from this angle, or if I can explain it this way, or if maybe I give an ultimatum or something to change their mind. The moral of the story is I don't really get very far with that strategy, because the underlying element of it is that it's me. I'm doing it in and of myself, in and of my flesh. And one of the things that I recognized today was that winning in life, winning in general, comes from living in a secret place with God, thus winning in secret, winning in the secret place. Psalm 91 is one of my favorite psalms. And just looking at the first verse, because I could really dig into the whole psalm. However, but the first verse is so packed with just revelation and understanding of what it means to be in a secret place. See, a secret place is a place that not everyone sees or not everyone has knowledge of. And in the spiritual sense, secret place is a place where God is. In the first verse, it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." One of the great things about a secret place, we first know that it's a place where God is, but it's also a place that no one really knows. Nobody really has knowledge of. And in my digging and searching out the scriptures and asking God, what is this secret place? How do you get there? Well, I found that prayer is the place or the vehicle to get you to that secret place. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to the Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." So prayer is a vehicle to the secret place. What's in the secret place? The secret place is where God is. You don't have to tell everybody that you are in communion with the Lord. You don't have to tell everybody. As a matter of fact, in Matthew, Jesus tells you to hide that place from the public. That is a place that is hidden and a special place for just you and the Lord. Prayer is the communication. It is the worship. It is the talking to God. It is the meditating on His word. It's listening to God. It is the back and forth exchange. It is the supplications. It is the communication with the Most High God. And in that place, Psalm 91 really gets into how you can win in life by dwelling in the secret place. In the secret place, not only do you find God, but you find all of the hidden treasures that God has. You have that secret manna that's talked about in Revelation chapter 2. You also have secret gems and keys and strategy. So when you find yourself trying to do things on your own, when you find yourself trying to convince or put too much work in and you feel like, even though I'm putting in the work, I'm still losing, retreat. Retreat and get back to the secret place. Because Psalm 91 goes on to say in verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. So that in the secret place, you find that God is a refuge. He's a place that you can run to. When you're losing in the battle of life, getting into the secret place through the vehicle of prayer, being in communion with God, because the Bible also says that men are always to pray. So our mindset should always be in connection and communion with God. It should always be a place where you have a secret place to go, run and hide and get strategy. But not only that, you get protection. You get protection from God. Throughout Psalm 91, the writer says that He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the pestilence. He'll cover you with His wings. Under His wings, you'll take refuge. He'll be your shield and buckler. And see, all of these analogies, all of these phrases are terms of battle. But the one special thing about it is you're not the one doing the battling. He is. So that's the great thing about dwelling in the secret place, getting in the presence of God, getting in communion with God. Abiding means that you're going to spend some time there. You're not just in and out. You're going to spend some time there. Why? Because that's the place where you are protected. God is the creator of all things. He is the all-powerful God. Can't nobody beat Him. And everything must submit to the power of God. So just imagine you being in communion with God. You have access to that protection. You have access to being shielded. You have access. So prayer and the presence of God gives you, number one, peace. Peace of mind. Because you have peace of mind because you don't have to fight the battle yourself. Number one, your peace of mind is that if I can make my way into the presence of God, and if I could just stay there, if I could just abide there, if I could just rest in Him, then I can have peace of mind. The Bible says that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Where can you find that peace? In the presence of God. In the presence of God. Not only do you have peace, but number two, you have protection. We just talked about it. In prayer and in the presence of God, you have protection from every attack of the enemy. Every fleshly fight, every mental stronghold or mental fight, you are protected in the presence of God. Your enemies cannot penetrate the presence. The presence is like a force field around you. So you have not only the peace of God, but you have the protection of God. And God is the one doing the fighting. So the peace and the protection go hand in hand. So you can relax when God is fighting. You don't fight. You just abide. You just abide. If we could just learn to abide in the presence of God, not only just getting to the outer court or maybe even to the inner court, but abiding in that most holy place where you can hear God, where you can fellowship with God, where worship happens, where God begins to minister to you and your situation and give you strategy of how to handle your situation and how to comport yourself in the world. The Bible says to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. So when we walk amongst the people in this earth, we must be wise. But where does wisdom come from? It comes from God. Solomon, King Solomon, did not ask for riches. He asked God for what? Wisdom. Because wisdom is the principal thing, like it's mentioned in Proverbs. So we have to understand that not only do we have peace in the presence of God, not only do we have protection in the presence of God, but we also have provision. Throughout Psalm 91, it talks about how God will be a shield, how he will not let a plague come near your dwelling, and he will give his angels charge to keep you in all of your ways. They shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. See, God provides angels to guard you. God provides everything that you need, and he knows what you need before you even ask him. So he knows that you need provision. He knows your situation. So always remember that prayer is the vehicle to the presence of God. And if you have a chance, go back to Psalm 91 and really rehearse those verses. And we may get into it a little bit deeper this week, I don't know. But this was good to me, because even in my time of just meditating and prayer, God said prayer and the presence is your peace. You don't have to fight. You don't have to struggle in this life. Because the Bible said that Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That sounds like rest to me. So if we could rest in God, and that resting in God is just getting in his presence, how do we do that? Prayer. How do we pray? The Bible says men are always to pray, but Jesus taught us how to pray. So if you get a chance, go back to Matthew chapter 6 and review how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And again, we might have another episode digging a little bit deeper into prayer. But just know that in this life, when you are struggling to do it on your own, when you seem like you're failing, even though you're putting all your effort in, take a moment, stop, retreat, and go back and get into the presence of God. And not only get into the presence of God, but abide there. Abiding means spend time there. That way you can get the peace of God that transcends all understanding. You can get the protection that you need when the enemy is throwing his fiery darts. God will be a shield for you. There will no harm come upon you. He'll give his angels charge over you. That means he'll give you provision. He'll provide you with everything that you need in order to succeed in life. Just know in the presence of God, there is everything that you need. This is Kawana Jackson Postel, and this is Next Level Podcast. Just remember, when in secret, meaning when in the secret place of God. Until next time, have a blessed life and a blessed day.